I help myself to balance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I help myself to balance. How do I help myself to balance? I help myself to balance by putting the right thoughts about myself in motion for myself. And what are the right thoughts about balance for myself? The right thoughts of balance are, I like me. That's our primal statement, I like me. And when I say I like me, I have to like myself. I have to be content with myself. I have to think that, hey, everything's okay. And then, when I like myself, I look around my world and I see everything harmonious and beautiful. Now, you say, well, what if you don't see everything harmonious and beautiful as you look around you? What if you see frustration and confusion and problems here and there? Well, that is what everyone sees. Now, what do you want to see? Do you want to see balance? You want to see peace? You want to see harmony? You want to see love? You want to see all the joy the world has to give? Well, start looking for it. When a person says something unkind to you, do you immediately respond in a negative way? Or do you say in your heart, I wonder what their problem is. I wonder why they're unhappy. I see them happy. I see them filled with joy. I look beyond that anger that they might have, that frustration that they might have, the feeling that they might have that something is amiss in their world, and I will shower them with my balance and shower them with my love, and I will not be taken in by their unhappiness, but I will shower them with my happiness. But of course, I have to be happy to do that. I maintain my own inner happiness continuously by every thought I think and by every word I speak and by every action I take. I continuously do this. This morning, I went to get a cup of coffee. And as I walked past Rex lying on the love couch, he looked up at me with those soulful eyes of his. And as my golden retriever always does, he smiled at me. And I reached my hand down, and I gently, ever so gently, stroked his head, and stroked his cheeks, and stroked his chest. And he looked up at me and said, don't ever stop. You make my day. You make me feel wonderful. I know he said that because I felt that as I stroked him. I felt how wonderful he felt because he was being unconditionally loved for no reason at all. He didn't do anything. He just was laying there on the couch just looking at me and being happy in our presence together. Now, that was a lovely experience. And I have those experiences quite often because I take the gentleness of me, the tenderness of me, the kindness of me, the balance of me, and I spread it around. Life is like a piece of warm toast just out of the toaster. And what I do with that warm piece of toast is up to me. I can let it sit on the table and get cool and not be hot toast anymore. It's just toast. And that's okay too. But when I can take love like butter and spread it on that toast, not too much, but just enough to spread in all the nooks and crannies of the toast, and I scrape off the excess, but I just have enough butter to sort of sink in, to gently meld with the toast. And as I do this, I think, hey, That's the way I unconditionally love myself and everybody in my world, like a piece of toast that I lovingly spread the butter on. Oh, it is delicious just that way. But then I fix a piece for my dog. Yes, I do. I fix a piece for Rex. And I put some peanut butter on it, spread it all over, not too thick, just enough to make a nice coat. And then a little bit of strawberry jelly, just a little tip of the spoon, and spread that in just to bring some sweetness to it. And then I eat half of it. Oh yes, I eat half. And then the other half, I break into a third and two-thirds of the last half. And a third I give to Little Love, and the two-thirds I give to Rex. Rex is a big dog. Little Love is a little dog. And so Little Love says, "Oh, this is the greatest. Oh, it is so wonderful." And Rex says, "Oh, I got the greatest dad in the world. This is super. Oh, this is wonderful." And then the peanut butter gets on the top of his mouth, and then he's licking it off. And he's licking it off, and he is so happy, so contented. That's it, once. I just give them that little bit. I just take the little bit for myself. And I'm living my life in balance. I help myself to balance. In this balance, in this love, I give out to others. I share with everyone the balance that I am in myself. When I hear an unkind word, I say, "I think that might be rephrased. You might say it this way." Or I just plain say it this way. Or I say to someone, I'd like to correct them in something they have done wrong, and I do not want to put them out of balance. And so I say it in a nice way, as nice as I can. Now, we have chores that we do around the ranch here, around the monastery, and different people have different chores, and sometimes one chore is to empty the waste baskets and take them out and put them in the trash can. Well, one of our people empties the waste basket and takes the bag, a plastic bag, out of the big trash basket in the kitchen and knots it, and then takes it out to the trash basket outside, and then takes that large basket and puts it into the waste. Now, unfortunately, sometimes they forget to put a new fresh bag in the trash can by the kitchen sink and push the trash basket back under the sink. And it stands right out in the middle of the kitchen. Now, if I say to them, "Why are you so stupid? Why are you doing such a dumb thing? Don't you recognize you should, if you pull it out, you put it back. That's the rules here of the monastery, the rules of the campus. What you move, you return," and things like that. Now, I could say it in that manner, and I would have frustration from word go to word end. But I seek to say it gently. I seek to say, "Hey, I really would appreciate it if you put the trash can back under the sink when you're done, so that the kitchen is in order. And I can go do it myself, that's no problem, but if you do it for me, I would really appreciate that." Well, now, depending on the level of their frustration, they will say, "Well, no problem. Thanks for reminding me." Or they'll say, "You're always picking on me. You're always trying to tell me what to do. You're always..." Or they'll say, "I can't stand this, the way you pick on me all the time." And, or they'll go into a deeper, deeper misbalance, unbalance. And so, how I phrase the words that I use, how I phrase the comments that I make, have to be done in all the gentleness that I can bring up in my consciousness. Because if I don't, I'm going to have a very unhappy group of people here. And doing this is quite demanding, but lovingly. That is, it's good. It's good for me. Because the more I do this for myself and of myself, the more I'm going to be balanced myself. For if I approach any problem or any circumstance or any experience in my life from an unbalanced point of view, it's going to be unbalanced all the way around. And who needs to have an unbalanced situation all the way around? That's kind of a crazy thing, isn't it? I work on myself every single moment of my life to experience balance. I'm walking on the meditation path, and I'm saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I say these things. Now, I've been saying these things for 30 years, for 50 years, for as long as I can remember. And as I say these things, they're always new to me. When I say I like me, I feel all sparkly inside. I feel all balanced. I feel all harmonious. I feel all is right with the world. When I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I live in my ideal, that couldn't be any better, my ideal spirit, in my spirit, in my special consciousness, in my mind, in my thinking apparatus, and in my body, in my physical temple that I walk around and live in. Now, all these thoughts go through my mind. And I'm walking along and saying it. And then as I walk along, Rex comes running up next to me, and he sits down and waits for me to arrive at the point on the path where he is. And so he's sitting there. And when I come to him, naturally, I have to reach down and gently touch his head and sort of snuggle his ears and his head, and he just loves it. He puts his nose up. He says, oh, this is so wonderful. Now, have I thought of doing that to myself? Have I thought of snuggling my own head and snuggling my own ears and feeling my own self and saying, ooh, this feels so good? Now, there's only a good feeling there, a wonderful feeling, a feeling of balance, a feeling of harmony. When I love myself, I'm in harmony with myself. And when I love myself, I am in harmony with the whole world. Everything is beautiful. Everything is fantastic. What I learn when I do things with my dog, I learn so many wonderful things that benefit me in every area of my life. I help myself to balance by all the things that I do that remind me of balance in my life, that remind me of how I can live my life more comfortably, more beautifully, more wonderfully. Now, I talk to people occasionally. I'll go into a hospital room, or I'll go into a house where a person is feeling sorry for themselves. And I'll say to them, hey, you're feeling sorry for yourself. You don't need to do that. Did you know what a good person you are? What a wonderful person you are? And it's interesting, when I say this, and there are other people present in the room, other people want to say, well, why don't you say that about me? Why don't you say that about me? You know, why did you just say, well, I'm saying it about them because they are experiencing a problem. And I am bringing my balance to work with their problem. Now, when I bring my balance to work with the other people in the room, they don't even recognize it because they are so aware of their problem that they're not realizing that I am doing a work of balance with them. They feel that I'm touching them, but they don't know what's going on. And so, as I work with people who have a feeling of being sorry for themselves, of feeling sad and for no reason at all, as far as we can understand, I tell them, Look, I absolutely love myself, and I love everybody in my world. There is not a being in my world I do not love, no matter how they may express their life or how what things they may do that may irritate other people or even try to irritate me. I will not be touched. I just look at them and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And it balances me. It keeps me in harmony. I do not feel sorry for myself because I do not have this or that or the other thing. I do not feel sorry for myself at all. I don't feel sorry for myself that I'm not a billionaire at the moment. I'm not experiencing the ideal body right at the moment because the ideal body is mine. The ideal body is who I. The ideal body is who I am. Just because I'm not expressing it right at the moment doesn't mean it's not who I am. I am that ideal, balanced body. And so the more I look at myself and the more I draw my attention to my ideal, balanced body rather than to the problem that might be there, then the ideal, balanced body says, oh, you want me to be expressed in your life. You want me to come out and dance at the music that you're playing for me. Okay, I don't mind. I have no problems. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. You just tell me, and I'll dance. And you play a waltz, and I'll waltz. You play a foxtrot, and I'll foxtrot. And you play a polka, and I'll polka. I don't care. I am free and easy to do anything that comes along. I've been with a lot of people on the dance floor. I love polkas and other types of music like that. And as I was dancing, the music would stop, and then the next piece would start up. And the next piece might be a dance that I was not totally familiar with, but I don't mind. I'll dance to anything my own way. I'm dancing for me, not for other people. And so then the music starts, and my partner says, oh, I don't know that. I said, I don't either, so let's dance. So we just danced whatever we danced. And pretty soon, everybody on the floor was watching us and saying, don't they dance beautiful? Aren't they a lovely couple? Oh, how wonderful they are. And we haven't the biggest idea what the right footsteps are for that dance. But we danced with the music and with our hearts. And with our love, we were in balance. And because we were in balance, we looked like we knew what we were doing. And as far as anyone's concerned, especially ourselves, we did know what we were doing, and we did do what we were doing because that's who we are. Being ourselves and having fun. Balance is living in a world where everything is done by my choice. Everything is done by my desire. Everything is done the way I want it to be done. Now, that's not selfish at all. That's merely a statement of fact. It's done the way I want it to be done. It's done by love. It's done by peace. It's done by harmony. It's done by goodness. It's done by right action. It's done by love. Oh my, it's done by love. And when I love myself, I am the most balanced person in the world. I like me, I like me, I like. My goodness, that turns on the balance. That turns on the balance because I have only so much time, only so much attitude direction in my life. And when that attitude direction and that time is all spent in liking myself, my goodness, I feel just great. I feel just fantastic. I feel like, oh, the world is wonderful. And it is truly wonderful, truly, truly, truly wonderful, because it is me. Now, I help myself to balance. Everything I do, when I choose to think in balance and harmony or love or anything else, but everything I choose to do, I say, I am balance. I take a deep breath and I am balance. I take another deep breath and I say, I am balance. I am balance. I am balance. And in that peace, in that harmony, in that love, in who I am balance. By my choice, by my decision to be balanced, I am balanced. I like to say, I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur. When I drive my car, I say to myself, I am the ideal chauffeur, because I want to be balanced in driving my car. I want to be balanced in driving my car and drive harmoniously with the traffic, drive harmoniously with the car, drive harmoniously with me, and I want to be the ideal chauffeur. Now, the ideal chauffeur drives so that everyone in the car feels secure. He drives so everyone on the road says, that's a chauffeur-driven car. Don't even think of disturbing it. Don't even think of shaking their boat. You can't do it because the chauffeur is not allowing himself to be shaken by anything. He's professional. He's a professional chauffeur. He's a professional driver. He's the ideal driver. He drives at a moderate speed. He drives safely, happily, harmoniously, joyously. The chauffeur-driven car is a special car on the road. If you ever, you can see a chauffeur-driven car, even if you don't know it's a chauffeur-driven car. You may see an ordinary car being driven by a chauffeur, and you don't know it, but you see the way the car is being driven, and you say, that's a chauffeur-driven car, because it's driven with such accuracy, with such love, with such balance, with such right action. Think about it. Now, people say, well, sure, you want to be the perfect lover? Sounds interesting, doesn't it? You want to be the perfect lover? Perfect lover in a sexual relationship, or a perfect lover in a marriage relationship, a certain professional lover in a father, daughter, mother, son, grandmother, whoever relationship? You want to be the perfect lover? When you start out first by loving yourself. The professional driver first loves himself. He knows he can do the job. He trains himself in being a professional driver, and he drives that way. Now, to be the professional lover, you first know you are in balance in yourself. You first know that you are the ideal lover. You love everyone unconditionally. You love with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being, and you are so happy. You are so fulfilled. You are so joyous. And then, when it comes to having a relationship with a friend or a lover or whoever, you treat them as though they are the most beautiful being on the face of the earth. You treat them with all the respect you have in your heart for a friend or for a lover, or they oftentimes should be both, of course, the same. But you, as the unconditional lover, look at everyone in your world with respect, with balance, with love, with harmony. And just as you would never be dishonest and take something that doesn't belong to you, you would never take from your friend, your beloved, your person in your life that you respect. You would never take anything that belongs to them. Now, what belongs to them is how much they love themselves and how much they love you. You merely give to them how much you love yourself and how much you love them. You are balanced. You are untouched by their flamboyance in one way or another, in their mannerisms that might upset the world or that might charm the world with a charisma that just claims everybody's heart, you know. That's you. That's you. Let's just say that for a moment. The charisma that claims everybody's heart is you, is your charisma. 100% of your life, 100% of my life, every moment of my life, I live in the charisma of who I am. I like me. I like this world that I've created. I like everybody in this world that I've created. I like every experience that comes to my thought. I like me. I'm balanced. I'm harmonious. I'm peaceful. But I choose to be that way. I choose to be untouched. I choose to be living in a world that is total balance. I do not see imbalance because I am balance. I do not see inharmony because I am harmony. I do not see dishonesty because I am honest. I am the epitome of all that is a professional being. I am my ideal, spirit, mind, and body, the ideal. And as I am the ideal, I live in such a fabulous way that all the world delights in the charisma of who I am. Could anything be more exciting than that? Could anything be more wonderful than living in the charisma of who I am? I doubt it. I doubt it. But it's up to me to realize that I help myself to balance by every thought, by every action, by every realization of who I am. And as I help myself to balance, my world is in balance. And as I help myself to balance, everybody in my world is balanced. And as I help myself to balance, that's all I know. And it is wonderful. Join with me in this recognition and this balance, because that's the way I see me, and that's the way I see you. And when I touch my dog, the gentle touch, my hand just gently caressing his head, gently caressing his ears, gently caressing him. He looks at me and he says, "This is great. Ah, there's nothing else in the world that makes any difference. I'm in paradise. I am in balance." Join me there. It's lots of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.